Welcome back to the Live Elevated podcast, helping you elevate your entire life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's time to elevate. Today's Elevate update is focused on beginning with the end in mind, or knowing your why. Because if you don't know why you do something, you're missing out on a lot more success. You're missing out on so much more than if you really knew what your why was. Most people know what they do, right? They know what they sell. They know the product they're promoting. They know kind of the what. But it's been my experience that people don't resonate with that as much as they do the essence or the why, like the deeper meaning why you do something. For instance, if I'm having a conversation with somebody on a consult or a strategy call, my number one why for that call is to help that individual. And so when they start talking and we start conversing, interacting, and they sense that deep desire for me to really empower them and help elevate them and make them 1% better, give them something, whether it's educational or maybe it's a mindset shift, maybe it's a new way to look at the world or their fitness or their relationships. When they can sense that, they buy into my why. They're like, I know this guy's why, and it's to make me better. It's to help elevate people around him. So in your life, it's really important to know your why. And not only that, but revisit it. Get super familiar with it. Maybe write it on a piece of paper and put it on your mirror, or you know, put it on your desk in a very visible place. Like, why are you here? Why are you working? Why are you doing anything? For me, it's I actually made a purpose, you know, my life's purpose mission statement, and it went something like this. It's to abide in Christ. It's to abide in God, and then to let my light shine, right? To do things in a certain way that really just makes people hungry and thirsty for, like, yo, what makes Brian different? Like, why is he so encouraging? Why is he so positive? And then to find my strength in God, in his hope, and his promises. And so my why is to encourage people. So that's my purpose. And then my why is to encourage people from that place. Does that make sense? So I know who I am, right? And I know why my purpose, and my why is to encourage people to do the same. Encourage people to live passionately and with purpose. And not only that, but to take action and to get into the best shape physically, mentally, and spiritually. And a lot of that comes down to knowing your why. If you don't know why you do something, you will give up when it gets tough. It's a reality. It's human nature. So the key to transforming your fitness, your physique, your body, the key to your marriage, the key to the new business venture, or anything else you do, is knowing your why. If people can sense and they can pick up that you believe in why you do something, not only will you survive longer, you will have massive success. You will transform the way you do business and transform the way you speak and talk. But people will buy into your mission. People will actually be raving fans of what you're doing because they believe in the why. So people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. And that's from Simon Sinek's book. I think it's Begin with Your Why or Know Your Why. It's whatever his book is. It's really good. Simon Sinek. And some of you guys are going to message me, tell me the book. But that really sums up this episode, is know your why. Be familiar with your why. Allow the really big why to sustain you through the hard days, sustain you through the boring days, the boring moments, the mundane, right? If your why is not big enough to transcend those moments for you, you'll give up. So the best thing you can do today is cultivate the purpose, cultivate your why. Ask yourself, why do you want to do this? Why do you do what you do? And keep asking why. Keep going beneath the surface and taking off, peeling back the layers of why you do it. And eventually, I believe, just like us, you will come to the conclusion of your deepest why, and that will sustain you. That will empower you to change not only your world, but the world around you. So that is the episode. It's begin with the end in mind and know your why. And if you can do that, you will change your world. You are made for more, and it's time to live elevated. Until next time, guys.